Acrylic painting is a versatile medium that has special appeal for the beginning artist. It's quick drying and relatively manageable, adaptable to a variety of techniques for the abstract and representational painter alike. It's the medium of choice for Maui artist Doris Michelle McGuire, co-author of The Art of Painting in Acrylic, and she's on the line with us from Lahaina. Hi, Doris, how are you?
Aloha, Chris. I'm doing great today. How about yourself?
Oh, I've been worse. What's the appeal of this particular medium for you?
It's very quick drying. It's very color fast, so it, you know, pretty much stays put. The color stays true.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part is the quick drying because I'm a very fast painter. Mm-hmm. I like to move quickly through my paintings. Oil painting, when I do it, my oils, I have to, you know, wait days, sometimes weeks, before I can get back to them to paint because of they're just too wet to work with.
I didn't realize days or weeks, really. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, depending on how I paint my paintings, you know, sometimes they get highly detailed, and I need to have that background paint nice mm-hmm. and dry. But with acrylics, I can dry them faster by using a hairdryer.
Uh-huh.
So within minutes, I'm able to get back in and work my paintings and get them, you know, to the amount of detail that I enjoy.
Whereas if you use a hairdryer on oil or watercolor, it'd fly all over the place, wouldn't it?
Well, with watercolor, you can use a hairdryer, but, yeah, you have to be careful because you don't want too much pressure of the air on there.
Yeah.
Oil paint, a hairdryer won't even work on it. It's a chemical, so it has to chemically dry.
I see. Well, is it especially valuable for teaching?
Yes, acrylic for me for teaching is really valuable because I can move a student quickly through their painting, and they can accomplish a painting within a few hours
mm-hmm.
instead of weeks.
And that makes a lot of sense in terms of keeping an original concept in your head, because you'd have to have a pretty strong idea of what you wanted for a finished product if you were going to spend weeks waiting for the result, wouldn't you?
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Well, what kind of responses do you get from students? You teach classes using acrylic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I teach both oils and acrylics, but I get a lot more students in the acrylic classes, I think because oils tend to scare people. They have this idea in their head that oils is, you know, a very difficult medium to use.
Mm-hmm.
It really isn't, but it does involve a lot of chemicals, which is, you know, the solvents and the terps and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So for some people, that's, you know, a concern because they could have problems with breathing or whatever, and they can affect your breathing.
Really?
Acrylics don't have any of those issues. Acrylics, you can use just water to thin your paint. You don't have to invest a large amount of money
mm-hmm.
to get your supplies. You can start with just a couple of colors and a couple of brushes and water and take off. Oils, you need a lot more supplies and things to accomplish a painting. So it's, for me, it's easier to teach a student using acrylics first and then later advanced into oils, because I teach similar techniques for
mm-hmm.
both painting or both mediums.
It does seem as if you could graduate from acrylics, but looking at some examples of your work, it also seems that you can get a very clear delineation of your edges, probably due to in part to the quick drying. Is that accurate?
Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot of times with acrylics also, you can use like a painter's tape. You can get it at the hardware store.
Oh.
And if you want really clean, sharp edges, you can line those edges with painter's tape, and then that helps you keep that really nice and clean, sharp lines. And then you can peel the tape right off, and it leaves a nice line without any bleed. So it's, you know, and the tape won't affect the paint either. So if you have paint already on your canvas, and you're applying another layer, you can put that tape right on top of the dried paint, and it won't affect it at all.
Which would not be advisable with other media, would it?
No, right. That's correct.
Well, that's the same. Painter's tape, that's essentially what you do painting your house, right?
Exactly. Same stuff. It's a blue, it's like a masking tape, but it's blue in color, and you can get it in different widths, different sizes. I use the half-inch size, and you just get it at the hardware store. It's pretty handy.
So there's a lot of very sort of sound practical advice to be passed along to students is what it sounds like.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of times I get brand new students who want to explore painting because they always had this desire to paint, but they've always been really afraid of trying it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come and I show them how simple a medium acrylics is to use, they get so excited, especially when they complete a painting in 2 hours. The excitement in them is just amazing. And they usually can't wait to come back. Or oftentimes I have a lot of students who come here on vacation, and they'll just do a one-day workshop. And then they'll go home, and they'll get so excited they'll want to look up in their areas people who are teaching classes so they can continue playing with the medium.
Mm-hmm. In other media, you know, you have this effect, particularly I'm thinking of watercolors, where colors bleed into each other, producing a sort of an area of melding from one color into another. Is that as easy to do with acrylics?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do that exactly the same way with acrylics as you do with watercolor. You just need to dilute the acrylic down with a lot of water so it's almost like an ink.
Mm-hmm.
And wet your watercolor paper, because you can use acrylics on watercolor paper as well as canvas and wood and all kinds of different surfaces. But for the watercolor technique that you're using on your watercolor paper, wet the watercolor paper first in the area where you want to have that the colors bleed, then just apply small amounts and they will definitely bleed into each other.
This sounds as if a lot of these techniques sound pretty accessible even to the beginner.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep. My book is all about how to do these techniques. It's mainly designed for beginners. And there's quite a few different techniques in there, but it is really a simple medium to use. It's easy to grasp the techniques right away and start using them and applying them to different ideas. And my favorite technique I use in the book is called creating sand. And that one is fun to use because you can use it for snow as well as sand. So it's or cliffs or anything that has a pebbly, rocky kind of feel to it.
Can actually give it a texture, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, well, it looks really great. People love that one. If you come into my studio, you will see, like, I have a wall in here that is pretty much spattered with paint all over it from that particular technique, because it's the favorite one of all my students. They get so excited about making sand and making pebbles that it just kind of goes all over the place.
Well, Doris, maybe we'll inspire some yet-to-be artists out there. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, well, thank you. This was very fun.
Doris McGuire is the co-author of The Art of Painting in Acrylic, and she'll be signing copies of her book this Friday evening at the Village Gallery in Lahaina, Maui. We'll be right back.